This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm James Hattori. With just over 3 weeks to go until the Iowa caucuses, the Republican presidential candidates are debating today in Johnston, Iowa. The Democrats take the stage tomorrow. The big story on the Republican side in Iowa has been the surging fortunes of former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee. The latest polls there have him leading by anywhere from 10 to 22 points. The big news out today is a new poll showing a similar Huckabee surge nationally. John Dickerson of Slate.com is in Iowa, like just about any political journalist these days. Welcome back to the show, John.
Thanks for having me.
John, Rudy Giuliani still leads in the latest ABC News Washington Post poll, but he's down 9 points since last month. Mike Huckabee has jumped from fifth place to second in this nationwide poll, and now he trails Giuliani by just 6 points. How big of a shock are these national numbers?
They are shocking. Two things are important, and you've nailed them. One is for Giuliani. He's bleeding support. He's down 9 points since the last time this poll was taken, and he's dropped to 19% support among conservatives, a very important bloc in the Republican Party. He's also down among Republicans who've been paying the most close attention to this race. And he's kind of been on the defensive recently, and that also shows up in these numbers. People who were strongly for Giuliani, that number is now down for him. This hurts him because his campaign has to kind of survive some of these early contests and is kind of banking on the February 5th primaries. And if he's already bleeding, losses in any of those early contests will make it worse for him. The good news for Huckabee is that it's showing he basically has support outside of Iowa, and that was a crucial test for him.
The numbers also show that the support among all the candidates is still very fractured. So it's still very much an open race, isn't it?
It's a very open race. Let's look at New Hampshire just for one example. There was a recent poll out that showed Romney ahead and the rest of the candidates kind of bunched up. Almost 50% of the respondents in the poll said they hadn't really made up their mind. So it's quite fluid, and we do have these numbers which give us a little snapshot, but you're exactly right. It's very fluid. People are changing their minds, so anything can really happen.
The words front runner and Huckabee are now being used in the same sentence, at least occasionally now. How's he handling those expectations and the increased attention and criticism, of course?
Well, he's doing okay. He's taking hits on a daily basis, though, on all kinds of questions, from immigration to his tax and spending policies when governor of Arkansas. There's this, of course, this story about a prisoner who was released and then went on to commit another murder that he's been battling. It's basically going to be daily beatings from his opponents, and he's now facing a contrast ad, or negative ad, if you want to call it that, from Mitt Romney in Iowa on the question of immigration. And, you know, one of his qualities that people have liked is his kind of folksy affability. That's hard to keep up when you're getting pounded like this.
Let's talk a bit about the other Republican candidates. Mitt Romney is actually up nationally in this latest poll, but the spotlight's shining elsewhere.
It is shining elsewhere, and he's going to try very hard to bring it back on him. He got some good news recently. The National Review, the sort of preeminent conservative magazine, endorsed him. And what's good about that, particularly for Romney, is in these last days when supporters are out on the doorstops, knocking on the door of supporters trying to build up momentum for their candidate, you know, all they have to do really is hold up that magazine. It's a very short and powerful message for Romney, who's had trouble with conservatives. Fred Thompson, whose campaign, some may wonder if it still exists, has in fact moved out to Iowa and is saying he's going to be here every day until the caucus, except for Christmas. Basically, Thompson, McCain, and Giuliani are really outliers in this race. It's really about Huckabee and Romney now.
John Dickerson of Slate.com, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.